You Morning Mix. It's Robin Catley with you here on this Tuesday morning. Joining us in the studio now from Eastern Illinois University, C.C. Warman, and also Dr. Dr. Michelle Faubert, from an associate professor from the University of Manitoba. So good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you doing this morning?
Great, thank you.
And you're going to be giving a lecture tonight. Let's first talk about how this came about, a discovery that you made of a letter.
Yes, thank you. The lecture tonight is about an amazing discovery of a manuscript letter that I found at the British Library in London, England. When I was doing research on something totally different about diseases in the Navy in the 18th century, I was looking at a volume of published medical tracts, and I discovered that there was something that didn't belong in this volume. It was a manuscript letter in the most beautiful handwriting, and I thought, well, what is this? Well, it turns out it was a fair copy letter by the father of abolition, Granville Sharp, on one of the most famous and terrible cases in the history of the slave trade called the Zong Massacre, in which 133 slaves were thrown overboard to their deaths. And he was trying to bring about murder prosecutions for the people who killed these people. So this is a very famous case in the history of abolition, and the British Library did not know that they owned this letter until I brought it to their attention.
Wow.
Where did you find it in the library?
I was sitting in the Rare Books Library, I was looking at published tracts, and there are other publications such as books and whatnot. I should have been looking at it in the manuscript section, which has much stricter rules about what you can access and how you access them. I should have been wearing gloves, for example. There are only a few people who can look at manuscripts at a time. And as I say, this is a very famous letter, so it's a very important letter in the history of abolition and slavery. So I knew that they must not have known that they had this letter, because I was looking at it in the wrong area of the library.
So was this the original letter?
This is an original letter, and it is in Granville Sharp's hand. It's in his handwriting. Mm. The only other letter, we do have another copy of this letter. It's at the National Maritime Museum in England, but it's not in Granville Sharp's hand, and it's a draft. So these are some of the things that I've discovered since finding the letter, how it relates to other letters of its sort.
Yeah, that's really, I'm just curious of like what. So you found the original letter, of course, but was there research like beforehand on the letter and like what it meant for the case?
Absolutely, yeah, thanks. That's a great question. So other people had done research on the same copy of the letter, or a copy of the same letter, I should say, at the National Maritime Museum. And this is a very famous document. A lot of scholars treat that as the original letter that perhaps Granville Sharp sent to prosecute these murders. The addressees of the letter were the Lords Commissioners of the Admiralty, basically the rulers of the Navy. And he was trying to encourage them, he was frankly kind of commanding them, to bring murder prosecution against these people. So this is a really kind of fraught case. Eventually the case did go to court. But can you believe that it didn't go to court as a murder case? It was an insurance case that the slave owners brought themselves to court. And they wanted to be recompensed for the loss of their quote-unquote cargo that they themselves murdered.
Yeah. Wow.
This is all very, very interesting. I had no idea about any of this.
It's a terrible case in history.
Yeah.
I went to Jamaica in May of this year to lecture about the finding of the letter, and also simply to talk about the Zong Massacre. Eventually, the slave ship, the Zong slave ship, did land in Jamaica. That's where it was headed. It left the coast of Africa, the Gold Coast of Africa, and was traveling to Jamaica, and it did eventually land in Jamaica, but with less than half of the people that it had when it left Africa. And, you know, frankly, a lot of people in Jamaica haven't heard about the case either. It's quite famous amongst scholars, but I think it should be better known in the general public.
Yeah. That's why you're coming to talk about it.
That's right.
Also, I'm sure you were probably, I don't know, not necessarily, I'm sure you feel really good about making the discovery.
Right.
I was just curious, what were your like initial feelings when you found it? Like what were you going to do? How did you
Right, exactly. I think you're right to say, how do you feel? Because it's such a terrible case and it just fills you with such sorrow to read about this horrible massacre. But at the same time, I felt honored to have discovered this letter, and I thought, well, you know what? I'm an English literature scholar. I'm not a historian, but I had to do something with this find, and so I wrote an article about it, which is published now in a journal called Slavery and Abolition, and I've written a short book about it, which will come out in 2018 with Palgrave Macmillan Press.
Cool.
And Cece, when will the lecture be?
Yeah, it's going to be at 5 p.m. late this afternoon, beginning of the evening, at the Doudna Fine Arts Lecture Hall, which is where we've held this Phi Beta Kappa lecture for a parent. Well, we haven't held it there for 27 years, but it's the 27th annual, so we've been holding it there for the last 5 or 6 years, and it's a great venue, and we hope to have a packed house, and we often do. But it's an exciting event, and we're very grateful for our sponsors, the Redden Foundation, the College of Arts and Humanities, and the Phi Beta Kappa Association, of course, for putting this on. And so we're excited to have Michelle here.
Michelle Faubert and Cece Warman, thanks for joining us this morning. We just really appreciate you enlightening us on the lecture tonight, and hopefully we can get a packed house there.
Well, thanks for having us in. And,
thanks
and
for having us.
Remember, there's only 7 more shopping days yet until your birthday.
That's right. I like the way you think.
Okay. Threw that in there.
Here's One Republic with Kids.
On Hit Mix 88.9 WEIU.